Now, finally, have you ever wondered how octopuses don't end up tying their arms in knots? Well, Guy Levy at the Hebrew University in Jerusalem thinks he's found the answer. It's a mysterious chemical in their skin.
It might seem a little weird in the beginning when I'm asking such a question, because our arms never interfere with each other and it seems natural for us. But it has to be understood that the unique morphology and structure of the octopus arms, being so flexible and with the ability to deform at any point along their length, limits the ability of the octopus to understand and know their exact position. On one hand, we have all of this, that the octopus is not aware of the exact position of its arms. It cannot see them all the time. And on the other hand, it has these hundreds of suckers along each arm that have the reflexive tendency to attach to anything.
So you have all these arms going everywhere. The octopus doesn't know exactly where they are. They're covered with suckers that will grab anything. How did you go about investigating how the octopus doesn't tie itself in a knot?
So it has to be said that an octopus arm is partially autonomic. That means that an amputated octopus arm, if it's a freshly amputated octopus arm, will continue to live for more than an hour after amputation. And in this time, it will behave. It will grab items. And what we did is we tried to put two amputated arms in the same dish. And we saw that they don't grab each other. They would grab almost anything, or let's say anything else, but not each other. And this was the first step to show us that there is a built-in mechanism inside the arms that prevents this unwanted grabbing of each other.
I have this weird vision of two flailing arms in a dish. What was the next step to try and find out what's actually going on?
We suspected this has to do something with the skin of the octopus. So we peeled the skin off one of the amputated arms in the dish. The first one that was not peeled did grab the flesh of the peeled arm. Then we took the skin and stretched it over a plastic disc and submitted this disc to the amputated arm, to the intact amputated arm, and it didn't grab it. So then we knew it's something inside the skin that prevents the suckers from using their reflex for attaching.
So what do you think it is that's in the skin that repels the other arms of the octopus?
We suspected it has to be something chemical, but we were not sure because it could have been also something the texture of the skin. And then what we did in the next experiments is to extract molecules out of the octopus skin in order to see if the extraction will also prevent the suckers from grabbing. We mixed those molecules inside gel, and we coated plastic disc with this gel, and we showed that amputated octopus arms indeed avoided grabbing this gel that contained molecules from the octopus skin. But when we did the same thing with fish skin, we embedded molecules that were extracted in exactly the same way from fish skin, then the amputated octopus arm did grab the gel.
So do you know what these mystery molecules are yet?
I'm sorry to say that no, we don't know which molecules. This is our next step, to try and isolate the precise molecules that are involved in this process.
This is really fascinating because octopuses are just amazing animals. But why would you want to know how it doesn't tie itself in knots? Is there a wider picture of knowledge that you're trying to build on?
Other than being very interesting, there are also other implications of this, and we are also part of a project of the European Commission. This project is called Stiff Flop, and it aims at building a soft manipulator that will be in the shape of an octopus arm for medical purposes. And our part in this project is to provide the biological information of how the real octopus controls its arms, and the engineers are supposed to take ideas from the biology and implement them inside the controlling system of this soft manipulator.
So maybe one day there could be an octopus surgeon inside you that won't tie itself in a knot.
This project is aiming at building one arm, so it won't have other arms that it will have to avoid. But maybe this mechanism can be extended and this manipulator can be programmed to avoid manipulating obstacles on the way to the target. In the same way that the octopus is avoiding grabbing its own arms, this manipulator can use similar mechanisms to avoid, for example, let's say that it will be used for operations inside the intestines of a human. Then it will have to crawl inside to reach the target, and we don't want it to stick to the walls of the intestines on the way.
Guy Levy from the Hebrew University in Jerusalem. And if you'd like to follow up on the stories we've been discussing, there are references and transcripts for all those news items on our website at thenakedscientist.com/news.
You're listening to The Naked Scientists with me, Chris Smith, and also with Kat Arney.